Good afternoon. Welcome at the analyst conference call organized by Tegas Nonwovens in connection with the financial results for the first half and the second quarter 2010. Today's speakers on the call will be Mr. František Březák, the CEO of the company.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Marián Rašík, the CFO of the company.
Good afternoon.
Format of the call is following. You should have a presentation in front of you. If not, it's available for download on our website. And after the presentation, we will have the Q&A session. Now I will hand over to Mr. Rizáč, who will kick off with the presentation.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon again. Let me comment on our financial and operational performance for the first half and the second quarter of this year. First of all, I would like to stress that our operational performance this year has been consistent and strong, with production output remaining at a high level. However, in the second quarter, we experienced an exceptional rise in polymer prices when polymer prices nearly doubled compared to last year. Despite our efforts to negate this increase, including excellent production efficiency, we were unable to avoid the negative impact on our financial performance. In any case, we believe that this trend of dramatic polymer price increases is unlikely to continue over the remainder of the year, and therefore we will keep our full year guidance unchanged for the time being. Please turn to the slide number 6. Now I will go through the key highlights of the first half and the second quarter of 2010. Our revenues in the first half amounted to 68.8 million euro, which is up by 8.9% when compared with the same period last year. They were primarily driven by higher polymer prices. Going against our initial estimates, polymer prices continued to rise and went up by another 20% from the level recorded in the first quarter this year. We recorded an EBITDA of 16.3 million euro, down by 27.2% over last year. The annual comparison was influenced by the extraordinary high EBITDA achieved in the first quarter of 2009 and the negative impact of the pass-through mechanism delay in the second quarter of this year. Net profit amounted to 9.4 million euro, down by 41.1% year-on-year due to lower EBITDA and lower non-cash forex gains. Our production output remains stable and the capacity is fully utilized. I think that now we can go directly to the slide number 9, and I would like to ask Marián to continue with this presentation.
Good afternoon. Let me guide you through the detailed P&L statement, newly called Statement of Comprehensive Income, and I will focus mainly on developments in the second quarter. In the second quarter of 2010, the total consolidated revenues were 34.4 million euro, a 25% increase compared with the same period of last year. Total raw materials and consumable use in the second quarter of 2010 amounted to 25.3 million euros, a 46.3% year-on-year increase. Obviously, the year-on-year development of both items was influenced by the increase in polymer prices. In the second quarter, staff costs went down by 3% in euro due to the mark-to-market revaluation of the phantom share option plan. The staff costs without the revaluation and denominated in Czech crown increased less than 3%. Consolidated depreciation reached euro 4.1 million in the second quarter of 2010, up by 5% year-on-year. This increase resulted from the appreciation of the Czech crown against the euro compared with the same period in 2009. Net foreign exchange changes represented a loss of euro 1 million compared with euro 7.2 million gain in the second quarter of 2009. This item includes realized and non-realized FX gains and losses and other financial income and expenses. The annual change in this item was given by the development of the Czech crown against the euro through unrealized FX changes related to the revaluation of balance sheet item and had no impact on the cash position of PEGA. Interest expenses related to bank debt amounted to 0.8 million euro in the second quarter of 2010, which is 2% decrease compared with the second quarter of 2009. The main reasons for this decline were a gradual repayment of bank debt and the decrease in interest rates. In the second quarter of 2010, income tax amounted to 0.3 million euro gain compared with an expense of 1.5 million euros in the same period last year. The changes in deferred taxes equal to 0.3 million euros in the second quarter of this year. The current tax payable was negligible. Please turn to the next slide. Now I would like to speak a little bit about the breakdown of revenues. In the first half of this year, as well as in the second quarter, the revenues in both segments grew more or less in line with the total revenues development, and the distribution of the individual segments did not really change since last year. If we will compare the first half of 2009 and 2010, the figures and the split of revenues between the technical and hygiene segment remains the same. Please, to the next slide. With respect to the geographical distribution of sales in the first half, sales into Western, Central and Eastern Europe represented a 95.6% share of total sales, in line with our core focus on the broader European area, and did not differ from the development in last year. Next slide, which describes cost composition. Changes in the cost composition in the first half of 2010 were driven primarily by the sharp increase in polymer prices. As a result, the share of consumed polymers on total operating costs, including depreciation, went up from 59% in first half of 2009 to 63% in first half of 2010. Another cost item which went up over the year were the electricity costs due to higher distribution charges and FX rate movements related to the distribution fees. Staff costs and depreciation we have already commented on. Next slide. Let me comment on changes in balance sheet, which is newly called the Statement of Financial Position. If we compare the position from June 30, 2010 and December 31, 2009, we can see the following. First, goodwill increased due to appreciation of Czech koruna against euro. Secondly, current assets went up mainly due to the increase in trade and other receivables, which increased by 15% due to a higher prices of polymers. Third, trade and other payables decreased as the company decided to use trade discounts for early payments at the broader level. This decision has had a positive effect on our profitability in the current low interest rate environment. And fourth, short-term financial debt as of June 30, 2010 is zero, since we are planning additional payments for new production facility project in the next 12 months and we do not plan to reduce the outstanding debt. Next slide, please. Cash flow statement. Some of the events impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comparative income in the first half of 2010 also impacted the cash flow statement. The main factors to mention in the cash flow statement are increase in investment due to the capital expenditures related to the 9th production line project, lower interest paid, and changes in receivables as a result of ICIS development. Going to the next slide, I would like to focus on CapEx development. With respect to our capital expenditures, unlike last year, we have already made payments in the amount of 4.6 million euro in connection with the new production facility project. In addition, the maintenance capex also went up compared with the last year due to a higher number of technical breaks and some planned maintenance and repairs of our equipment and machinery. We believe that our full-year CapEx should not exceed euro 9 million. And now I will hand over back to František Řezáč, who will comment on the upcoming dividend payment and our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Marian. In July, the Board of Directors announced its intention to pay out dividends in the amount of 95 euro cents per share, which is 5 euro cents more than last year. Again, as in previous years, the dividend will be paid at the very end of September. The exact date is still subject to approval by the board, therefore it will be announced in the upcoming weeks. And now, guidance update. Since the beginning of the year, polymer prices indices have gone up significantly more than we assumed in the 2010 business plan. This development adversely affected results recorded in the second quarter of 2010. The pass-through mechanism delay will also negatively influence the third quarter to some degree. And if prices continue to rise, then our EBITDA guidance would be at risk. However, based on the latest development in polymer prices, we believe that this will not happen and that our results will meet our initial guidance. That is all from our side, and I would like to thank you for your attention.
Thank you, František. Thank you, Marian. Operator, we are ready to take questions now, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There'll be a short silence while participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Radim Kramule. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company.
Good afternoon, Radim Kramule from Uritelna. I've got just two questions, if I may. There was quite a disturbing article about electricity rates in the Czech Republic thanks to this solar subsidies. Electricity is quite an item for you. I was wondering if, according to your contract, you will experience this 20-30% rise in electricity costs as of next year, whether your contract actually does not allow for such a big hike. That's my first question. And my second question would be if there is any update or any feeling about your supply balance of the polymers and non-violence, and how do you see, or if you have any indications what could be expected from 2011 in terms of prices. Thank you.
I will start with the electricity. We expect that we will be able to buy the electricity cheaper next year. I'm speaking about power. This is the first part, most significant part of electricity cost. The second part, it is distribution, and I think that you cannot avoid to pay more if it is announced, because it is published. It is linked with some, let's say, decision of some authorities, and it isn't possible for us to avoid that or to agree on some different numbers or different price. This is the first.
And the split. You were saying that the cheaper ones. How much? What percent of electricity cost does the?
Let's say that power itself. It is 75% of the price, and 25%. It is current situation. 25% is for distribution, and we are speaking. If we are speaking about this increased price, we are speaking about distribution.
Okay.
And the second question, please, can you repeat that? Because
it was more about the non-valuables prices for 2011 and the balance in Europe. Standard question about more pricing pressure. I guess when the polymer prices rise, there is even more pressure from the from your customers to cut prices. Is it correct, or do you think that the 2011 prices would be at least at the same levels as 2010?
I think we can repeat that we are in a very competitive environment. Norwegian's business is a competitive business. I think that there is the question is what will be whether there will be any overcapacity in the market. I think that still there is some overcapacity. Some new production lines will be put into operation very soon. Regarding the prices for next year, our expectation is that it wouldn't be as difficult as it was 2 years ago, but we are in the middle of negotiation process with our customers, and I think that we will have the clear picture in November. I believe, I suppose that we will finalize our discussions with our customers, and I will be able to provide you with let's say more exact answer.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Jan from Munich. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Jan Tomanik from Wood & Company. Well, I'm new to the company, so please tolerate if my question wasn't really as qualified as you are used to. I just wanted to get some feeling about the effect of the delayed pass-through mechanism, because I have to admit that on my estimates it, I partly accounted with that, but still the extent how it impacted your second quarter results well, far exceeded my original expectation. Well, primarily what is striking to me is that the per ton revenues in the second quarter were pretty much at the same level as in the quarter before, meaning that, well, none of the contracts were repriced, or if I can understand it correctly, and whatever delay I look into, if I, for instance, take first quarter increase in the polypropylene price, it was still some 11%. If I even looked, you know, farther, so accounted with longer delay in your pass-through, there was still some increases. So looking backward, I was looking for at least, you know, single percentage point increase in your per ton sales in second quarter, and it actually didn't happen. While on the cost side, we saw nearly the whole effect of the 18% QOQ increase in polypropylene price affecting your cost base, squeezing your margin. So if you could give me more light about what happened in second quarter and why there was no increase in unit sales. Maybe if you could also quantify to me what was the negative effect of the delayed pass-through in second quarter in absolute terms, let's say at EBITDA level. And you mentioned that some of this negative effect already spilled over into the third quarter. So if you could give me some feeling about how much of this negative effect have you like accumulated quarter to date.
You look at the polypropylene prices development, there was significant increase. It started in April, I would say, and it continued throughout the whole quarter. The peak we reached in June, it was in June, we reached level 1380 euro per ton of polypropylene. And you know that if we pass the, this price volatility or polypropylene price volatility to our customers, we need to take into consideration the average number or average price from the whole quarter. and as I said, the highest increase it was in June. Therefore, we could pass something to third quarter, but still there will be some negative impact because we had to buy in July and in August for very high prices. It is about the future. I cannot give you any exact number for the third quarter because now we need to wait what will be the situation with polymer indices and how this development will look like. If we are speaking about second quarter, the impact was 1.3 net impact was 1.3 million euro, and it was again linked with this very high significant increase in polymer prices. We had to buy for very high prices our resin or our raw material, and our sales prices were linked with the level of polypropylene in the first quarter. But I think that the most important information for you now, it is 1.3 as a net impact for the second quarter. For third quarter, there is some, now we've seen some, let's say, movement down. It means that therefore we said that we don't expect that we should that this increase should continue, but generally the total impact will be lower in third quarter than in the second quarter.
Well, so if I'm recounting correctly, like your recurring level of EBITDA per quarter should be around 8.8 million euros. So that's essentially what I should account for the second half, with maybe minor negative impact of the pass-through still in third quarter. And I wonder if I just quickly sum up 8.8 times 2 for the second half plus what you generated and the EBITDA level in through the first half of the year, whether it gives me enough headroom over your guidance, or because your statements concerning the guidance, the fact that you meet this maximum 10% drop in EBITDA seem to me quite confident, and I wonder whether there might be something else which would help to your second quarter, second half of the year, to potentially offset some small negative pass-through effect in the third quarter.
You know, now it's again it's a bit too early and too difficult for us to judge what will be the development in polypropylene prices, because if there is decrease in polymer prices, then there will be positive effect of pass-through mechanism. It means that we can gain something, but it's too early. It's too early to quantify that. We have some model, and what we are able to say now, we should meet our guidance, which we provided the market with in March. That's all. I think that it's too early. It's too early.
Too early to assess. So when you were kind of making an analysis whether you reached the guidance, you kind of assumed that there will be some positive impact, or you assumed some negative impact in the beginning of third quarter and nothing more from them on, or what was the assumption concerning the polymer prices when coming to the statement that my guidance will be met?
We take into consideration the current situation in polymer prices. It means that it is the expectation there was maybe there was some slight decrease in polymer prices in the third quarter, which is important for our purchasing in fourth quarter.
Yep. Perfect. Thank you for explanation.
Our next question comes from the line of Dan Karpicek. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company.
Good afternoon, Dan Karpicek from UniCredit. Can you please comment on increase in maintenance capex year over year? It's more than doubled. And second question is again on supply-demand balance. There has been another announcement by the Turkish nonwovens producer adding new line as of next year, basically the same timing with your new line coming online. So do you think it could have a negative impact on the market because there's going to be a large capacity increase in that year? Thank you.
Okay, so with regards to the maintenance capex, there were two factors. The first one is that there was low base last year, because last year the maintenance capex was let's say, lower than on average. And the second factor was that there was the regular maintenance breaks were slightly more concentrated in the first half of this year. We believe that it will be the maintenance capex will be as budgeted for the whole year.
Yeah. The concentration of maintenance was in the first half, yeah, of this year. The second question, we know that there was some announcement that some new line should be put into operation in Turkey. I think that it might influence the European market. I cannot comment that decision. We don't know what is behind that. We don't know whether they have some contracts with customers, and it's too early. I think that again we will get the answer during our discussions with our customers, and this is new information. We will see when this line will be really put into operation, because you know the timing is pretty tough, and we will see. But generally, let's speak about that in November. It will be good time for this kind of discussion. Whether there will be any impact on Pegas or not, and whether they will increase the overcapacity in European markets.
Okay. Thank you very much for your question. Thank you, Frankišek and Marianne, for your presentation and the participation in Q&A. If you have any further questions, please call us or send us an email, and we will finish the conference by now.